Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Big job for you. You're really running this show. This series is all about you, right?
Well, it's kind of everybody, but, you know, the character Bobby Martin kind of leads the charge in introducing the cast and the environment and the struggles he has. Yes.
Wow. So tell me, when you first saw the script, what was it that grabbed you about it? Why did you think this would be a great thing to get involved with?
Yeah, well, I think I'm kind of ready now to lead a television show. And it's also the character, the emotional outlet and the connection that I share with him in regards to, you know, the parents. He doesn't have parents. They died when he's in his teen age years. So there's an episode that deals with that. And the biggest thing was just the idea that this show is going to reach a lot of households and a lot of Native communities who I do a lot of outreach for and talking to kids. And this is a character, I think, that's going to, you know, motivate kids to, you know, be optimistic about choices in their lives, to go chase after careers and know that they can always come home.
Fantastic. Now, you said you share with the character some of those hardships in childhood as well?
Yeah, most definitely. It's like, you know, Bobby Martin, his parents died when he was like 14. My parents died when I was 8. My mom was hit by a drunk driver. She died in the ditch in front of my house. And 2 months later, my dad drowned. And it's that connection that I have that I want to connect with and share with the audience.
And what kept you going? You went on to have a great career. What was it that helped you the most?
Well, I think, you know, having lost so much, like when you lose your parents, it's, you know, you kind of realize that failure is not an option because everything was taken away from you that's supposed to nurture you and make you grow as a child. So for me, attempting anything, I didn't have to worry about failing or somebody taking something away from me because it was taken away already.
And have you always taken risks in your life, do you think?
Yeah, whether they're good choices or bad, you know, growing up I was in gangs and did a lot of bad stuff, hurt a lot of people when I was in the gang world, and acting kind of explored different identities that I could look at and want to achieve, and learning cultural teachings when I was 16 and on has become the strength of character that I am now, you know.
And what first got you interested in acting?
Acting, it was Johnny Depp. I saw him in a show called 21 Jump Street, and I was hooked. I wanted to be in the same career choice as him.
And now in Arctic Air, tell me a little bit about the show itself and what it actually deals with for people who may want to tune in. Who are these pilots?
Well, we all know each other, and the pilots are put together as this family affair. It's like everybody knows each other, and whoever's there as part of the group, it's kind of, we always are working together to support each other and the community. It's kind of like a family affair.
And where did you do the shooting?
We shot in Yellowknife and in Vancouver.
Wow.
Yeah.
so some chilly days, too, bed up in Yellowknife.
Oh, Yellowknife is definitely very cold. And but a lot of people don't realize is that the atmosphere, the land, is so beautiful that you don't want to leave. It's just a very warm place.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's a very people-oriented series.
Yeah, I think a lot of families are going to enjoy it. It does really embark on on personal struggles and how to get out of them.
Yeah. So, and you do currently still do a lot of outreach work with youth?
Yeah, every time I have free time, I'm always trying to reach out to help motivate kids. You know, I constantly am on tour trying to, send out a message of inspiring these kids.
Great. Do you think there are more opportunities today for young people than there were when you started out in the business?
Oh, most definitely. The industry is growing. There's more actors, and, you know, I'm trying to help out other people to get involved. So in time, you know, there's always more growth every year for everybody.
Fantastic. And in the first episode of Arctic Air, can you tell us just a little bit about it? Is there some big conflict, or what happens in the opening episode?
In the episode, it's the introduction of all the characters and how they relate to Bobby Martin. One's would-be girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-lover, dad's friend, owner of company, brother, sister. It all combines into one uplifting story.
Wow, sounds great. And Adam, have you completed any other film work recently? Anything coming up?
No, I'm not going to. I'm just focusing on Arctic Air, and I want to, make sure this is a priority. But, you know, there's always films that I'm going to do. Like, I'm doing a Hitman movie coming up soon. There's talks of other movies, so it's always constant.
Great. Well, I'm glad things are going well for you. Always enjoy seeing you on, what did I catch you on, Hawaii Five-0?
Yeah.
And that other Canadian series, Combat Hospital.
Yeah, I like Combat Hospital.
Yeah, good little show, eh?
Yeah, it was fun.
Fantastic. And caught you in Cowboys and Aliens, too, recently.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah, different.
Yeah, it was fun playing an Indian cowboy.
That's great. Excellent. Well, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir, and enjoy tonight.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, make sure that suit fits, right?
Yes.
Okay, Adam, thanks a lot. I'll be tuning into Arctic Air.
All right, thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.